Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures broadly mixed, higher in the hard wheats, lower on the corn and the soybeans. Soybeans double-digit losses as we inch our way back to the February 29th lows, getting within a dime or so of that yet. As the export sales this morning numbers were, as expected, you know, not much to talk about. Under a half million metric tons on the beans. Corn were just above a half million metric tons. We've been used to a million metric tons a week here on that corn. And so that number's sliding off, and nobody's expecting it to pick up pretty much anytime soon. So the market is saying, hey, crop after this week's going to start getting planted. Let's start counting our roosters before the eggs are hatched and think about how much record corn yields and bean yields we're going to come up with. As long as the WASDE USDA stays quiet on what the South American numbers actually might be. You know, since soybean production really caught on in South America, more specifically Brazil, 20 years ago, there are 10 years when the USDA and CONAB were wide apart on bean yield expectations. So you might ask yourself, so whatever happened as time went forward? What became of that large disparity, which, like right now, the disparity between CONAB, that's Brazil's USDA, and our WASDE, you know, USDA number numerators, it comes to the equivalency of our carryout, 315, 320 million bushels apart on what USDA thinks Brazil has and what Brazil thinks they have. Well, in the last 20 years, there's 10 times it happened. So what was the results? Seven of the 10 times, USDA came down. Now, let's be more specific. One of those seven, CONAB came up, USDA came down, they met in the middle. But six of them, they came down substantially to match up with CONAB was. Then three times, CONAB came up. So there's a 70% probability that the USDA will likely be coming down in the coming months on the crop report. But you see, if we can get a good crop planted, big acreage, June 30th, oh, maybe it's even more than 86.5 million acres, and we get towards August and September, crops made, it's big, it's huge, then the USDA can do their games and lower the size of the crop down there because they've successfully averted a price spike that would be inflationary for food consumption. And, you know, we have to do what we can everywhere to tamp things down. And, of course, that short circuits the farmer's ability to take advantage of a price rise from a crop problem around the world. So we'll see if the USDA is caught with a crop problem domestically here in the Northern Hemisphere this coming summer, and then they got to come clean on their numbers. That'll be an interesting price move this summer. We'll see. I don't know. I'm just showing you variables that come into play. So today we focus on the feast rather than the famine. We are down on the soybeans, May off 12 and a quarter, 11.37 and a half. July giving up 12 and three quarter cents, 11.51 and a half. New crop November sliding 10 cents to 11.51 and a quarter. Note July and November beans are the same price. On the corn, May is following beans, but it's looking over at the corn market. We're down 2 1/4 on the May, 4.28. The July off 3.5 cents, 4.37 and a half. We'd like to see that close back above 4.39 recent lows. December corn is off 3.5 cents, 4.61 and a quarter. In the wheat, we are led by the hard wheats. Kansas, July up 6.5 cents, 5.74 and a half. Likely going to be a reduction in the ratings next Monday. Chicago following up 2.5 cents, 5.54 and three quarters. We had some Chinese cancellations. Two cargoes of soft wheat showed up in the export data this morning. Minneapolis wheat up 6 3/4 on the May, 6.40. Up 4 3/4 July, 6.44. September new crop higher by 4 1/4 cents, 6.54 and one quarter. Commodities remain volatile and you need a way to keep up with them quickly via your cell phone, your laptop, or your desktop. Heartland Investor Services has the application for you to get real live quotes. Call us at 701-222-0221. Cattle futures are mixed, waiting cash trade. There is some light trade taking place around the country, about a dollar higher than last week. Cattle on feed report out tomorrow. 102% on is the on feed number, just under 93% for placements, and 89% is the marketing's number compared to a year ago. April cattle slipping 15 cents today to 180.75. June down 37, 174.95, while August gains 35, 173.12. October up 65, 176.37. So this is helping to throw support to feeder cattle along with the weakening corn market. April up $1.17, 241.60. May gaining $1.85, 241.12. August higher by $1.72. 253.85. I might add that box beef is down on the week and down again today. Choice off 71, select giving up $1.50. Hog futures kind of quiet here. June off 5 cents, 102.67. July slipping 7 cents, 104.22. Gold is in the recovery mode today, just under 2,400. We're up 11 bucks, $2,399.20. May silver is actually now down 2 cents, 28.37, while Bitcoin recovers $2,275 from yesterday. We're at $63,267. We had stuck our toe just below 67, just below 60,000 yesterday at one point. Crude oil, well, we've been both sides of unchanged. We're back higher now on the June contract, up 28 cents, 82.43. June gasoline, though, is off a penny, 2.67. While heating oil loses 3.25 cents a gallon to $2.54. Any questions? You can always find us if you want to talk about commodity futures trading. We have the trading apps to carry in your hand on your phone, and we also do that crop insurance and livestock risk protection insurance. We're all a one-stop shop here. We're waiting to help you. HeartlandInvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.